Well, it wasn't too long ago I was talking to a guy about maybe becoming a TV star, and he did that. He's with me today is Chad Brower. And I guess, Chad, Academy Sports, of course, and your television program has been a good success for you, and we still miss you out on the trail, though.
No, it's been really a dream come true. I mean, what better job can you actually have than to get a paycheck to go catch bass, redfish, shoot deer, turkeys, ducks, what have you? It's, you know, it's a chance of a lifetime, and an opportunity you got to take advantage of while it's out there.
Well, you do, and there's no question. You know, it was something that you've had the history of fishing the Bass Trail, of course, and the schooling to be able to know a little bit more about it than most of the average guys do because of your fisheries biology type background and some of those kind of things. But then you were able to take that and put that on a TV program that teaches people how to catch more fish.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the important things about, for me, doing the TV stuff is I want it to be an educational experience for the viewers. I want them to, you know, enjoy watching the show, but I also want them to come out actually knowing more about the subject that we're covering in the show. And, you know, sometimes I'm the guy who has the knowledge, and sometimes I'm the student on the show. We may be out red fishing in the Gulf of Mexico, and I'm really trying to learn from the people I'm with, and I hope that comes across to the viewers fairly well. And then there's times when I'm bass fishing where, you know, I feel like I know what I'm doing, and I hope I pass that on as well.
Well, you know, you talk about the hunting part of it, too. You know, an Academy Sports out of Houston, Texas, of course, big sporting goods store, and are all across the Southeast and are doing very, very well. But this gives them kind of a different avenue. You get to showcase their products, you get to showcase their stores, but then you're also teaching people a little bit more about the outdoors.
Yeah, and it, they've kind of used the show as an avenue to kind of focus some of the attention on their employees as well. We have pro staff that we work with that are actually employees out of Academy stores throughout the Southeast that get a chance to come on the show, and sometimes they're actually the experts we fish with and hunt with in the areas. They have the local knowledge and the know-how that we take advantage of when we go in their areas, and it kind of puts a focus on, you know, you can go into an Academy store in your area, and the people that are working behind the counter are going to be able to steer you in the right direction as to what you need.
They may be a TV star as well on your program. You know, it's one of those things when you look at this. Over the years, you're seeing a lot of these companies that have become big box stores or whatever become more engaged in the sport itself, not just trying to sell, but also being involved, helping with conservation issues, getting people to be more educated on what's going on in the outdoors, some of those kind of things. And I think Academy's there with that.
Yeah, we're definitely there. We just got done filming a show that'll air in 2008 where the focus of the show was really on flounder fishing in Sabine Lake on the Louisiana side. And we took the flounder that we took three good flounder, over to Texas to their, one of their fishery centers in Lake Jackson where they're starting a flounder stocking program and they're looking for brood flounder. So a little feature part of that show will be us taking those flounder over there. And, that's a big focus of the Texas fisheries right now is to get that that stocking program's just in its infancy, and they're looking to get a few more brood, you know, to help spawn this coming year, and that's they're taking a big step in that direction. Academy's helping them along the way.
Well, one thing, I guess, you know, having the fact that your dad's famous, Denny Brower, you know, and some of that kind of stuff, you kind of created your own name following him along in the bass trails. But as you look at now our sport, you know, everybody wants to remember the good old days. But I think really from a fishery standpoint and a wildlife standpoint, this is the good old days right now because our lakes are really better than they've ever been.
I think for the most part they are. You know, you hear a lot of guys talking about me. I used to come here 30 years ago and I'd catch, you know, a limit of 8-9 pounders. Well, you know, that may have been, but they also didn't have near the traffic on the waters. There wasn't near as many people out fishing. So, you know, for, you know, the average guy, his average catch is probably up now from what it was then. And if you've got twice as many people out there fishing, it's a lot of hard work and a lot of know-how to keep the fisheries up and really hunting as well. You got a lot more hunters out there, and to keep the resources to where they're at, it takes a lot of work for all the state's conservation departments.
Well, about a year ago, we were standing talking, doing a radio interview, and you were talking about, hey, I'm going to do this TV thing. I'm not going to fish bass this year, and I'm going to be able to spend more time with the family. Has that worked out?
It actually has. You still spend a lot of time. We film 26 TV shows a year, so that keeps us fairly busy, but my trips for filming are a little bit shorter than the fishing trips always were. It may be 2 or 3 days on the road, and then you're home for a little while, whereas the tournaments seem to be a couple weeks at a time. But I'm gonna get back into the fishing a little bit in 2008. I'm going to fish one of the FLW series, I think the Eastern Division, and just keep my foot in the door on the fishing end. I missed the competition a little little bit and want to get my competitive bug out there a little.
Well, let's talk about family a little bit. You got a young man that's coming up through the ranks, your son. You know, another Brower coming through the ranks here, but your son, he is doing absolutely great. I know he's playing Little League football right now, and you're getting to see a little bit of that, I'm sure, as well.
Yeah, he's coming right along. He's 13 now, and he fishes in the Junior Federation of Missouri, and he's done fairly well, but he's got a pretty tough little club that he fishes out of. All the Hibden boys are in there, so I see Dion and Guido at most of their events, and those boys, they enjoy getting out there. And I know Colby, he's got to focus on trying to become a professional fisherman, but I'm probably going to have a similar deal for him that Dad made me, that he's going to definitely go through the college route before he has a chance to get full-time into it.
Talk about the rest of your family. How's everybody else doing?
Everyone else is doing fine. I assume my wife is enjoying me being home a little bit more, and my middle daughter, Abby, she's busy with all her sports. She's our athletic child and plays soccer and softball pretty well. And our new baby, she's 18, 20 months old and really a handful.
I will never forget the day I met you. I mean, we were at the Superstars tournament. Your dad, of course, was fishing. You were finishing up your college education. I ran up to you and met you, and you said, hey, I'm going to be a professional fisherman, and I'll never forget that. It's kind of like one of those things, now we come full circle. You know, you kind of got out of it a little bit, but heading back that way again.
Yeah, I decided to take an early retirement for a year, but I think the nice thing about tournament fishing is you can really do it as long as you want. There's no set retirement age. You don't really get, your body usually doesn't get worn out too bad, and you can dabble in it as long as you want, or you can go full bore into it like Dad has for many years on end.
Now, are you still in the development business there for a while there? You were doing some apartments and some condos and some other stuff. Are you still doing that?
I am a silent partner in that project, but yeah, we're still working on that. I don't have a lot to do with it anymore. They try not to give me any power tools that can do a lot of damage, but they do let me learn run the lawnmower and stuff like that around there once in a while. But no, it's something as a fisherman you have to look at other ways of securing retirement income, and that was an avenue that I decided to go into with some family, and we're still hanging in there at it. It's not the most enjoyable deal sometimes to go up there and work, but stuff's got to be done.
Well, I guess, you know, the competitive juices, you talked about those just a little bit as we wrap up here. You talked about that. Once you get those, and once you've been out there and you've been fishing the pro trail, I mean, it's okay to go do TV for a while, but you always have that little twinkle in your eye when you talk about tournaments, don't you?
Yeah, especially just growing up around it. I don't remember much of my childhood without being around fishing tournaments, and that's something that doesn't really just drop out of your blood. You need to, be around it at least a little bit. There's parts of it you don't miss. I certainly don't miss the driving and staying in the hotels and going out to eat every night, but you miss those tournament mornings when you think you're on a good bunch of fish, and I miss the practice days where you're still looking and coming in with a big sack to the weigh-in stage is always nice, but there's parts of it, it's like anything, there's parts of it you really love and miss, and there's parts of it that you could do without forever.
Chad, thanks for being with us at Bass Fan Radio.
I appreciate you having me, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.